Baby, sweetie, cutie, welcome back to another episode of Mommy Rogers, and happy Monday. Thank you so, so much for helping make my Mondays way more fun. I am sitting cozy in my living room right now with a coffee and a big gray fluffy blanket. For those of you who don't know this about me yet, I am a night owl, and I've made sure to have a job where I get to work evenings. It's completely changed my relationship with mornings because I'm not waking up in a stressed out, frustrated rush anymore. There's more of a natural flow to my day, and that makes Mommy Rogers a lot nicer to wake up with in the mornings. I used to be such a grump in the mornings, constantly wishing that I could quit my job or go back to bed. So if you are someone who can relate to that at all, a regular 8:30 to 4:30 job just might not be for you either, and that is okay. It's bananas to think about how a year ago, I was a stressed out, overworked mess who would be waist deep in paperwork by now, with an anxious chest fluttering like a hummingbird. And through making a lot of uncomfortable and new changes in my life, my morning today is so much more cozy. I mean, I'm snuggled in with you, having the sweetest chats with the sweetest baby, making this podcast is turning into the most wholesome self-care exercise for me, and I am so happy that people are continuing to find this helpful too. Today's episode is about superpowers. Not the kind that superheroes have. That kind is a bit boring to Mommy Rogers. I know, the flying and invincibility and gadgets and super strength and laser eyes and magic rings and whatever else are all so exciting in movies and in fairy tales. But in real life, Mommy Rogers knows that people already have their own superpowers. And one of my favorite things in the whole wide world is getting to know the superpowers of people like you, little duck. Lots of people have asked me what superpower I would want if I could pick anything. And after lots of thought, I decided that being able to speak and understand like every language out there would be my ideal superpower. And usually the superpower we choose tells us something about what's important to us. And to me, I really value communication and empathy over basically everything else. It's important to me that I feel heard and understood. And it's important to me that others feel heard and understood by me too. Super strength could be tied to feelings of safety or protection. Flight could be related to valuing freedom and control. Mind reading could be tied to insecurity. I want my superpower to be understanding everyone and having everyone understand me. And unfortunately, there is no radioactive spill or spider bite or magic wand to give Mommy that superpower. But Mommy has worked very hard over the years to practice her communication. And Mommy Rogers kept practicing and practicing until she turned her communication skills into one of her biggest superpowers. And that's really all there is to it, little love. If you want to be really, really good at something that really means a lot to you, all it takes is the right kinds of help and lots and lots and lots of practice. Tons of people have incredible, unique superpowers to do with art, music, writing, cooking, science, technology, play, gardening, sports, anything that they're passionate about. But I also think that there are some superpowers that everyone should learn to help make their lives better. My favorite superpower of all, aside from loving hard, is reframing. Reframing is practicing looking at things in another way while still seeing them for what they are. Imagine a shelf with different pairs of sunglasses on it. When you put the sunglasses on, they change the way you see the world around you, even though the world around you doesn't change. Everyone is always wearing a secret, special, invisible pair of sunglasses, whether they realize it or not, because who we are, how we're feeling, and what's going on for us in the moment, they all affect the way we see the world. And sometimes our sunglasses can help us in the ways that we see the world, and sometimes they can hurt us. The secret to making reframing one of your superpowers is to realize that you're wearing sunglasses and learn how to change them, or at least know that they're there. Some things to be careful about with reframing are that we want to try our best to be realistic while also being kind. Toxic negativity and toxic positivity are both harmful in their own ways. We also need to keep in mind that changing our invisible sunglasses, just like any other superpower, is a big privilege, and it's not something that everyone is able to do. When people aren't safe or healthy or properly supported and loved, it is way harder to see past our struggles. So if you have a hard time with reframing, that's okay, little one. We all do it without realizing it sometimes, because reframing is really all about hope. And hope is what keeps us alive and gives us motivation to get out of bed in the morning. Sometimes reframing can be easy, too. Like, is it a triangle or is it a diamond cut in half? Is it a bottle of formula that's half full or a bottle that's half empty? Well, it's both. So why not just choose the way of looking at things that's a bit more positive? Ugh, it's very easy to see the scary and bad out there, at least for me. And for most babies out there that I've ever met, a big thunderstorm can be really, really scary. And it can also be such a cozy opportunity to make a big blanket fort with Mommy Rogers that we could hide in with all of our stuffy friends all night. I wanted to make this episode about reframing because there is a lot of scary news going on right now in the world, and it is stressing me out. Oh, I try to remind myself that the world has always been a very scary place, always, and it's never been okay. But we also only have control over ourselves. So, when the world around us is feeling too scary, remember to look for the helpers out there. The people who resist and who love hard in the face of a hurting world. Find those helpers and help those helpers in whatever ways make the most sense for you. This weekend, I was feeling so stressed and helpless and scared. And what ended up helping me feel a little better was going online and searching for ways that I could help the Ukraine from all the way in Canada because it really felt like I couldn't do a single thing. And it turns out there are tons of beautiful, important helpers out there brave helpers who have made it a lot easier for us to help in ways that are actually within our control. Now, if you are donating to crowdfunding campaigns that are promising to help the Ukraine, check them out carefully to see if they're legitimate. I chose to donate to the Voices of Children, a charitable organization that offers psychological support to kiddos affected by the conflict in East Ukraine. I've included their website in the description of this episode, so feel welcome in sharing the good work that they do too, but also feel welcome in searching that stuff on your own. We don't know what we don't know, and we don't know so much, all of us. And isn't that exciting, in a way? It's terrifying in a way, but we already knew that. It's also very exciting, because there's a lot of good things out there going on that I didn't know about, and it makes me feel better to know that I can learn about it and that I can support it. Yay! Story time is coming so soon this week, and it's because, as promised, we are getting to spend more time getting to know some of Mommy's friends. Before we get into it, though, I hope that you are cozy, or at least well taken care of. If you haven't been watered enough today, I really hope you fill up your bottle or your sippy cup and become more hydrated while you listen along. Do whatever you need to do to take good care of yourself. This is your friendly reminder from Mommy Rogers before we get into this. So, when Walter and Pancakes met each other for the first time, it wasn't exactly smooth sailing. Walter and Pancakes were pretty different stuffies in a lot of different ways. At first glance, they paired about as well as caramels and onions. See, Pancakes was the sweetest, softest, little fuzzy bear you ever saw. They were almost nervous. Well, not almost, they were always nervous and always full of worries, and they sat shy with wide eyes and little paws that couldn't stay still. Even though they were a big, tall, and strong bear, none of the other stuffies were very scared of them. Pancakes was the stuffy that everyone felt safe around in some ways. They were never violent, and they always cared about your hurt feelings. Pancakes was gentle and sensitive and never wanted to be hurt. Walter wasn't as sweet or as soft or as fuzzy as Pancakes, at least not at first glance. And instead of a smile, he had a large, sharp tusks that pulled his mouth downward into a big scowl. Walter was hot-tempered and struggled a lot with his anger. Walter was also very passionate, strong, and loyal. As soon as he cared about someone, he tried to protect them with everything he had. Walter was scared and sensitive, and he never wanted to be hurt either. Sometimes, people like Walter, who are too focused on being strong, can become too hard. Walter, at his best, could be very protective and loyal and hardworking and a brave advocate. But when he's not careful, Walter could be pretty stubborn and a bit of a bully. Sometimes people like Pancakes, who are too focused on being gentle, can become too soft. Pancakes, at their best, can be selfless sensitive, thoughtful, a big carer. But when they're not careful, they can be very anxious and let their needs take the back seat to the needs of others a bit too much. I love both so, so much because both are cuter than baby kittens sleeping in baby blankets by a cozy fireplace, and they're also both very relatable. I can usually relate a bit more to pancakes, but gosh, I have so many friends and loved ones who can be such Walters, and really, so can I. And thinking about it in that way helps me stay kind and understanding when I see people not being their best selves, because no one can be their best self 100% of the time, especially on a bad day. Bored and with everyone else busy, after just recently moving from the bench to the bed with all of the other stuffies, Walter wanted something to do, and Mommy recommended that Pancakes and Walter go play to get to know each other. Pancakes took Walter to the playroom with all of the toys, and when they got there, Walter's jaw almost hit the floor. He was so excited. He looked around and he saw so many different toys, and he eagerly ran. No, that's not right. Do walruses run? They must waddle. He eagerly waddled over and he started playing with all of the toys. And he was touching everything and he was not asking. And those weren't his toys. Some of them belonged to Pancakes, and some of them belonged to other stuffies, and some of them belonged to Mommy Rogers. Walter didn't really know that, and he didn't know how important all of the toys were. Some of them were more important than others. But he wasn't really thinking about other people. He was just so excited to be included and to have friends who had a playroom that he could play in too. Pancakes saw Walter eagerly waddle over and start touching all of the toys and playing with all of the toys. And it made Pancakes worry. Pancakes was worried that Walter didn't care that those toys belonged to other people. And Pancakes was worried that maybe Walter wouldn't take care of those toys properly, or could maybe even break them. But Pancakes didn't say anything because Pancakes didn't want to be rude. Pancakes wanted to be a good friend, and so they kept all of their worries inside and let them bubble up like water boiling on a stove. Eventually, as Walter continued to get excited with all of the toys, he did drop something, and it did accidentally break. And it was, unfortunately, a toy that meant a lot to Pancakes. And Pancakes felt their feelings bubble up because they saw it coming. Their worries were coming true. They got very upset and started yelling at Walter to stop touching all of the toys. None of them. And Walter started becoming very angry with Pancakes, surprised and not knowing where all of this anger was coming from. And both decided that they didn't want to be friends anymore. And they started playing at opposite ends of the room. Pancakes, the story they were telling themselves in their head was that Walter didn't like Pancakes and didn't care about Pancakes' feelings or the feelings of other stuffies. Pancakes thought that Walter was crossing boundaries on purpose or because he didn't care. Walter's story that he was telling himself in his head was that Pancakes was judging him based on his appearance. Walter knew exactly how mean and grumpy he looked, even on a bad day. And sometimes his anger could get the best of him. But did Pancakes think that there was something wrong with Walter? He made a mistake, just like anybody else does. Why was he the one that was getting yelled at? It didn't seem fair. What do you think that they should do, little one? Oh, it always makes me so sad sometimes to see people fighting. There's three options that they can do, and I need you to help me choose what we should tell them. Should they hate each other forever and never talk to each other again? And try to avoid each other as much as possible? Maybe. They could. But then they wouldn't get to be friends. And they really only just met and don't know each other very well. Plus, they do share a house with Mommy Rogers and have to see each other all the time. They could pretend that nothing bad happened and just go back to being friends. And that sometimes can be okay, especially if it's not a big deal. But this seemed like a pretty big deal for both of them, didn't it? Both of their feelings got really hurt, and that matters. That means something. Also, I know it's scary, and I know it's so uncomfortable, but baby, we have to remember that conflict is normal, and it's inevitable, and it will happen again in the relationship. So even if we pretend that nothing happened, it's almost guaranteed that something will happen again. And we can't just ignore and ignore. Because that doesn't fix anything, does it? So what's our next option? Well, we can take space, because no one should try and work on their relationship when they're really, really upset. Then they could check in to see how they're feeling and if they're ready. And then they could share their feelings and their worries. Which option do you think sounds the healthiest? The last one? Oh, you're so smart and sweet and beautiful. Oh, perfect little baby. You are right. It is the last one. But also, which one is the hardest to do? The last one. Of course, it's uncomfortable. We don't have a lot of practice with it, especially in the beginning. And we need both people to be on board. Because before we can share our feelings and our worries, we need to feel safe. And we need to have the other person's consent. Really. And what I mean by that is, I'm not going to be able to hear you or to feel heard if I don't first feel safe and respected. And that's important in relationships, in friendships, in romantic relationships, in professional relationships. You are allowed to demand safety and consent. I mean, the two go hand in hand, in my opinion. So Walter and Pancakes, they took space. They played alone for a little bit in the room. And then, when they both didn't feel quite as upset, or at least quite as angry, they checked in on each other, made sure that they were feeling okay. Walter asked Pancakes about the toy and who it belonged to, and what it meant to them. and apologized for breaking the toy and acknowledged that it was a mistake and that he didn't want to be the kind of friend who broke other people's things. And Pancakes apologized too, because it wasn't okay for Pancakes to start yelling at Walter out of nowhere when Pancakes had all of those worries inside that they could have talked about and shared a lot earlier. And they both realized that neither of them was trying to hurt each other's feelings on purpose. And that helped. It didn't make everything better all of a sudden, but it did help. Connection is a basic need. It's why we crave relationships so much. Romantic, friends, family, community, culture, religion, social media, literally everything. We just want to find acceptance and belonging. Humans and stuffies are still struggling to learn how to love and take care of themselves and others in healthy and safe ways. I make jokes that we should send the whole world back to a modified version of kindergarten, but in a way I really mean it, because what is kindergarten? It's developing and practicing the foundations for interpersonal relationships and learning. And what do you learn there? You learn that it's okay to make mistakes if you learn from them. You learn to play nice with others. You learn the importance of sharing and play and the value of helping others and accepting help and how that can make us stronger. So if it was up to me, I would send us all back to kindergarten for sure. Oh, littlest love. I can't believe we're already at the end of our episode. Oh, I miss you already. I hope that you check in next week, because we will be doing a cooking episode. We will be making some food together. I love cooking and I love making meals, but I always just have so much more fun with it when I'm cooking for other people, especially littles, because you can just make things so much more cute and wholesome. And there's the little plates and the spoons and the sippy cups and the bottles and like the grapes that are cut in half. And oh, I just high chairs and like eating with their hand. Oh my goodness, I can't. I'm getting distracted. But speaking of kindergarten, I am going to be singing one of my favorite songs from way back when Mommy Rogers was in kindergarten. So hopefully it helps you get to know me a little bit better. If you don't know French, then this will be a big learning for you. So that's very exciting. But it is called Le Petit Poisson, and here it goes. So I hope you have, before I sing this song, I hope you have a lovely week. And I really hope that the world is kind to you and that you are kind to the world back. Take care of yourself. Let others take care of you. Take care of others if you can. Spread kindness. Oh, you deserve it. You deserve it so much. Drink your water. Eat your vegetables. And know that if I was there, all I would want to be doing right now is cuddling you and taking care of you. Have a lovely week, and know that I will be thinking about you throughout mine. Petit poisson, nage, nage, nage. Petit poisson, gloop, gloop, gloop. Oh no, il est mangé par un barracuda, barracuda, nage, 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 barracuda. Barracuda. Gloop, gloop, gloop. Oh no! Il est mangé par un grand requin. Grand requin. Nage, nage, nage. Grand requin. Grand requin. Gloop, gloop. Il est mangé par un grosse baleine, nage, 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 grosse baleine, bleh. That was a burp. He ate all the other fishies. Oh my goodness. Thank you for humoring me, little duck. I love you. Have a lovely week.